Please be seated. This is our first regathering after the Christmas break and the January adventures in Rome and on the border and here and there taking exams. And we're now reconvened on this first day of the semester. February 1st is the first day of spring in the Celtic tradition. Somewhere, somehow, lambs are being born today. And we are celebrating the feast of Bridget of Kildare, a saint who combines Christian piety with Celtic traditions and a wonderful evocation of the creation. And we hear the beautiful scripture reading, "Look at the birds of the air and consider the lilies of the field." Mary Oliver, the poet, says if more people should do what Jesus says and consider the lilies. So this seems like a bit of a mild and pastoral and bucolic opening for a day in which we have the Iowa caucuses, the rough and tumble, insane public life that we have, in which we begin the remembrance of Black History Month, Black history which is American history, full of heroism and suffering and redemption. But I want to think about Bridget today in our first day of seminary life. The multiplication of her legends are so many. I brought the St. Bridget's cross, you know, made of reeds that she wove at the bedside of the sick man to tell him about Christ's resurrection. Wonderful. Again, maybe it's too flimsy. Don't know. And my guide for Bridget is our professor and graduate, Mary Earle, who writes about Bridget as a paradigm of the Celtic tradition. She writes about her compassion and spiritual wisdom, her emphasis on spiritual friendship. Born of a king and a slave around 552 CE, God shows what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Many legends surround her about her spiritual power. The fire of the Holy Spirit appeared around her head whenever she traveled. Wonderful. Better than TSA. Raised by a teacher who saw her as a radiant daughter who would shine like the sun among the stars of heaven. And she's a good saint for us today because of her authority as a leader of a community. One of the legends is that when she received the veil to become a religious, the bishop accidentally said the prayer for consecrating a bishop. And then they said, wait, you've made a mistake, sir. And he said, no, that dignity has been given to Bridget beyond any other woman. So she's also a paradigm of the ordination of women, not by mistake. She convened community, and she founded the monastery of Kildare that included both men and women in different orders. She healed and fed like Jesus did. She writes, "It is in the name of Christ I feed the poor, for the body of Christ is in every poor person." She was a soul friend to many, a spiritual mentor and guide. And I think of her today when we reconvene with some of our mentors and teachers and soul friends here at the seminary. And finally, Mary Earle writes that there's a tradition that Bridget was a midwife and nurse at the birth of Jesus. A midwife and nurse at the birth of Jesus, and learned her ministry of care and compassion and healing at the manger among the oxes and ass. She was a companion of the Holy Family, Mary's trusted friend, and a kind and faithful nurse of the Christ child. She believed through this ministry that the whole human family was the Holy Family. the whole human family. That means Black history, white history, Asian history. That means the rich and the poor, the weak and the strong. That whole human family is the Holy Family, gathered together in unity and communion. So Bridget can be our companion this week in the daily mundane tasks of beginning classes and establishing routines. She can stand up to the rough and tumble of any political season. Surely her time was not as bucolic and pastoral as all the legends make out. And she's a good companion and can stand up to our acknowledging and remembering our history of heroism and suffering and give us the vision that the whole human family is the Holy Family. Thanks be to God.